rotunda of the Finding of the Holy Cross, center of the town, as the center of the calendar. Let us go deeper in time and imagine the Prague Basin in the 11th and 12th century without any taller buildings. The rotunda of the Finding of the Holy Cross was built exactly on a line connecting the Basilica of St. Vitus, which stood in the place of the later cathedral, and the rotunda of St. Stephen in the opposite southeastern direction. The line connecting the two hills follows the azimuth of the summer and winter solstice of Romanesque Prague. The view from St. Stephen to St. Vitus showed the sunset at summer solstice, while a view from St. Vitus to St. Stephen aimed at the sunrise at winter solstice. St. Vitus was a saint linked to the summer solstice, while winter solstice on 26th of December took place on St. Stephen's Day. If we intersect this solstice line at a right angle in the rotunda of the Finding of the Holy Cross, to the northeast we find the originally Romanesque church of St. Clement, while to the southwest used to stand the church of St. Philip and James. Straight line distance between St. Vitus and St. Stephen, and between St. Clement and St. Philip and James, is the same, namely 2.4 kilometers. The arms of the regular equilateral cross connecting astronomically oriented churches thus intersect in a rotunda dedicated to the cross. We are now truly at the symbolic center of Romanesque Prague. The spatial organization of Prague's ecclesiastic buildings also took time into account. Prague's rotundas, small circular buildings of characteristically bohemian design, were, as if hiding in their centers, the points by which a town could be built as an astronomical calendar that relied on the skyline. Intentions of the ancient builders were later forgotten, but they influenced the course of the main streets of the old town and would later also affect the geometers and surveyors ordered by Charles IV to produce the layout of the new town of Prague. Both the resulting plan of this historical metropolis and astronomical tradition, which originated at Charles's court and the university, thus had deep roots in the work of anonymous predecessors. And in the other direction of the flow of time? The solstice orientation with respect to St. Vitus at the castle was, in a sense, an improved version of an older orientation of rotundas in the almost mythical times of Vysehrad, meaning the high castle, and in Pankratz, a settlement around the rotunda, later Church of St. Pancras. After all, it is well known that the oldest sacral buildings were founded in places of special ritual importance in pre-Christian times. We started our journey with the prophecy of Princess Libuche, and Cosmas, 1045 to 1125, dean of the Prague chapter with St. Vitus and a leading intellectual of his times, wrote his famous chronicle at a time when Prague's sacral buildings were being founded in their astronomically significant way.